Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
And because we're broadcasting early today, I can say good morning on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever, and oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, crisp New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. Weird kind of return of winter in the 50s this morning here in the hill country of the great state of Texas. We're broadcasting early because I'm going down at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time to do my generation session for Ward North American, big moving and storage outfit out of San Antonio, who we do a podcast for every week. And so I'm actually very, very glad for that. I have a chance to kind of – I haven't done the generation session in a bit, and of course we've got to do it for the Carolinas Credit Union League coming up on the 29th of this month. Myself, Scott McKenna, and Ike Van Wyk will be down in beautiful Myrtle Beach at the Embassy Suites entertaining the folks from Carolina with our very unique, one-of-a-kind – it's not a presentation. It is literally a live musical performance, kind of the extension of the radio show. If your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Of course, I want to thank our good buddy, our sponsor, Marquee. GoMarquee.com, GoMarquis.com, well known for their CRM and MCIF solutions. They are also one of the fastest growing creative agencies in the banking marketplace, and a really, really cool, they've been really cool for a long time. I first spoke at their event 10 years ago, 2004, and 10 years later, they are still rocking and rolling up in North Texas, up in Plano, Texas, and it's been one of my favorite professional relationships that I ever developed during my speaking career was this ongoing career with Marquee. Jay Cassing, we used to have these great phone conversations, and we would say, man, I wish I could record these conversations. And it was sort of the genesis of the radio show. I mentioned Scott McKenna a minute ago. He called me one day and said, hey, we can do a radio show online on Blog Talk Radio. They said you can be online and on the air in 5 minutes. I said, well, let's do a show at lunch today. And we did. And that's how we got started back in the old Radio Free Credit Union days. And so today, the name of the show is Impossible to Ignore. Look, I know at times we've been a little troublesome for people out there in the credit union marketplace because we ask tough questions, and it's not because we're trying to be curt or unkind. I think that you need to ask some tough questions. The credit union marketplace is going through, like everything else, some pretty significant generational changes, and I thought maybe this year was going to be the year where maybe we started to see a decline. This is our fifth year that we've been broadcasting, and we've never been better. I mean, the shows we did with Jim Blaine, we're going to have somebody on the show here in just a minute. Wanda Gorgeous from Mortgage Harmony is going to join us. She sent me an email yesterday about something she saw on the CU Times website that she first heard about on this radio program. And so we've really been we've been more creative this year. We're doing if you didn't hear it, I highly recommend go to the website eloquentonline.net and listen to the show about the World Council. Great organization, World Council. They've got their international show coming up on the Gold Coast later this summer, although it will be winter in Australia down under. And that was a great interview with Kristen Kernan. We're talking to CUNA Mutual about doing a show. We were talking to Mortgage Harmony about possibly having them sponsor, having their own branded radio magazine show. So we're very, very proud of the things that we've been doing. I saw our president and CEO, Emma Douglas, on Sunday, and just had a chance to let her know, hey, things are going really, really well. And, of course, next week, if you've been with us for a while, last year we did a show about a high school senior that was about to graduate, and it was with Miriam MacArthur, and I tweeted out that link a couple times. I'll try to remember to tweet it out again this week, but this is one of the best interviews we've ever done, and when you listen to this show, you can hear how Troy and I are literally speechless at the end. It's such a charming interview. She's going to come back, I think, next Wednesday and let us know how her first year of college went. She's going to be our first digital ambassador, find out what these young people are into, Generation Z, the digital citizen or the digital native, whatever you want to call them. And, of course, you got another special show coming up, and you're going to hear the bump for that in just a second. And on the other side of that, we're going to go out to North Carolina and visit with Wanda, and we'll do it all right after this. Tune in June 12th for American Boomer Radio with Johnny V. Find out which generation is keeping the lights on. Is absolutely right. Hey, those baby boomers are buying a lot of stuff. They're buying homes. And so what a great way to lead into our buddy Wanda from Mortgage Harmony. Hey, Wanda, how are you?
Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure you appreciated the 15 minutes of notice we gave you to be on the show this morning. So we really appreciate that. The radio show has that flexibility. So it's one of the reasons we've enjoyed doing it. It's one of the reasons that we have been impossible to ignore this year. But hey, real quick, tell us about Wanda and your career in credit unions and banking up to this point.
Wow. Well, when you hear a little bit about my career, you will wonder why I haven't retired yet. I actually started in the savings and loan business many, many years ago when ATMs were first introduced. And you think back to that time and go, wow, that was really innovative. I've always worked really in the technology sector, with financial services, whether it's credit unions or banks, with core processors. I spent some time also with American Banker, working with technology companies throughout the nation, and introduced the publications Future Banker and Financial Services Marketing. So got to know a lot of technology companies throughout my career and a lot of innovation.
Absolutely. And of course, now you're working for Mortgage Harmony. And I've told you over and over again, I love that name because, as you know, on this show and everything we do is based around musical principles. And the musical principle of harmony is one of those that we talk about all the time, whether eloquent online or eloquent in person. Tell us a bit about Mortgage Harmony.
Sure. Keith Kelly is our co-founder and CEO of Mortgage Harmony, and the reason he picked the name is what he felt was bringing harmony in the lending business from the correspondent, your mortgage broker, your realtor, your consumer, the bank, the credit union, everyone involved in the transaction. And what he has created is the ability to do a one-click rate reset mortgage. And it is the first of its kind. We own the patent to the process, and it's a win-win solution for the consumer, the loan officer, the bank, and the credit union.
Well, I think it's cool. I've looked at it. It is a very, very unique, a unique way to do things. And you know, you heard me play that baby boomer bump. We're going to start our first show on June 12th, a monthly show called American Boomer Radio with Johnny V. John Vardalos is going to host that show. And, you know, we talk about so many things generationally on this show, but man, the baby boomers, I think, sometimes get forgotten about. I mean, they're still out there keeping the lights on at a lot of credit unions and banks, and they're still buying lots of homes and second homes and summer homes and stuff like that. But one thing we know definitely about their habits is they are very, very comfortable being online. And like all other generations, they appreciate simplicity in all banking transactions, especially the mortgage transactions. And so that one-click rate reduction sounds like something that they would enjoy just as much as a Gen Yer or somebody younger.
Oh, absolutely. There is a graph, and I'm sorry, I don't recall the name of who produced it. That was in the USA Today paper last year, and it was a short survey on refinancing, and the American public said they would rather gain 10 pounds than go through a refinance. So Mortgage Harmony, our product, allows the consumer to do a one-click, sign a document, reset their rate, and they're done. They don't have to go through the whole process again.
Right.
It's a win for the credit union or the bank in that it is a loan retention. So they actually will receive longer yields on the product. So again, win-win situation for everyone.
Well, you know, it's in a minute we're going to talk about some of the things that I think we absolutely have to start doing differently as an industry in banking. And one of the things that I'm going to talk about is you've got this generation, the baby boomers, even with the simplicity that you guys can introduce in the context of a mortgage, they're going to have other needs that you can uncover during that process, investments and brokerage and estate planning and taking care of their parents that may pass away and helping their kids get on their feet and stuff like that. Such an important generation. And yet I think a lot of times when they come to the credit union or to the bank, they end up talking to somebody who is much, much younger, who hasn't really evolved their communicative skills, if you will. I always worry about that 56-year-old baby boomer coming into the lobby and talking to the 23-year-old banker who spends the majority of his day texting in forward sentences. And so we're going to talk about that needing to be one of the things that folks really need to focus on for the rest of this year and going on into the future, because people are still buying homes. It looks like the housing market is coming back a bit. We have certain parts of the country, as I'm sure you know, in North Carolina, we have certain parts of the country where the housing market is just going crazy. They're building three houses right down the road from me, brand new houses, and they're all sold. So it's a great time to be in the mortgage business, Wanda, but it's a great time to find out how to simplify that mortgage process. And I really appreciate you jumping on and talking to us about it.
Great. Thank you so much, Jason.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Wanda Gardner. And we'll be right back after this.
Do you come from a land down under? Women go and men below. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Absolutely right. A little shameless plug there for the World Council of Credit Unions. Go to the website and check out that show. And if you can, get on down to Australia this year. And just like I said, the 2005 World Council Conference that I attended in Rome was a game changer for me professionally and personally in many ways. Just a great, great organization. We're looking forward to doing our monthly show with the World Council, which started last week with Kristen Kernan a week ago tomorrow. And then next week in June, we're going to talk about their efforts, the World Council efforts in the Philippine disaster recovery. So a great organization doing great things out there in the real world. Hey, listen, folks, impossible to ignore. We are suddenly everywhere. The radio show continues to just get tons and tons of archived listens. Like I said, the Wanda sent me an email yesterday talking about the most emailed article on the CU Times was Jim Blaine talking about becoming a mutual savings bank. And, of course, he first talked about that on our show. And I think going forward, there's a couple things that we really need to focus on, and they're all based upon conversations I had this week with people. Of course, the first one was I spoke with Johnny Vardalos, who's going to be doing our Baby Boomer show, and that really is. I mean, I know we have to do all the youth marketing stuff, and we've done a lot of stuff for, you know, trying to intentionally engage Generation Y. Do not forget about those baby boomers. They are the ones that are keeping the lights on. They're the ones that are qualifying for your loan and credit products. In many cases, if you can make a great impression on them, you can make a great impression on every other generation in that family, the parents, the kids, the grandkids. The baby boomers are really the consumer majority right now. And like I said, so much of the credit union and really banking marketplace the past few years has been focused on youth. And that's great. Don't make no mistake. I absolutely agree that we have to do our best at getting young people into the credit union. But if there's going to be anything left in the credit union marketplace, I promise you it's going to be brought about by the buying and saving and spending habits of America's largest generation, the baby boomers, and just something to be aware of. And so we're going to start a special radio magazine, a monthly show called American Boomer Radio next month, and I think you guys will really, really enjoy that. Another conversation I had this week was with somebody who was talking about a conference that they went to recently, and there's been a theme in talking to people about going to these conferences where as a brand you spend money on a table and you pay for a booth and you ship all your stuff out there. And this person's conversation with me was a carbon copy of lots of conversations I've had over the last year or so about the limited and dwindling return on investment that people see now going out to these events. Now, of course, we're going down to the Carolinas League. It's the first time they've been together. But that in itself is innovative, that they've taken these two separate we spoke last week to Barbara Lakeview about this, and it was a smart thing to do and a good time to do it. And we're looking forward to going down there and entertaining those people. We're going to entertain them. We're not going to make them sit through a PowerPoint presentation. And my friend was talking about how there's still a little bit of the same old at some of these events, and they were lamenting the fact that in the exhibit hall, people just walk by and grab the free pens and cush balls or whatever people are giving away. We've never done a booth. We don't have any need to go out and do a booth because generally I'm either speaking at the event or, of course, we've got the radio show to talk about what we do. But I think we need to really start thinking about reimagining these conferences. And, you know, I've seen things in the past, the new XYZ conference, it's going to be so innovative. And what makes it innovative is they post a picture of the opening session on Twitter, and I go look at the picture, and it's still people sitting in geometrically, arranged rows looking up at a PowerPoint. And there's nothing innovative about that. There's not enough innovation in the world to make that interesting to me. We've been talking about it for 5 years. Get out there and add some live music to the mix. Get out there and do something dramatically different. That's what I loved about Marquee. The second show I went to at Marquee, the first show I went to, tons of music, tons of very, very interesting sessions. It was in San Diego 10 years ago, and we went to the aquarium. We went to a baseball game and still had great sessions in between. And the next year we had a chorus that came in, a gospel choir that came in when we were out in Savannah, Georgia. They always do the coolest and most innovative innovative things at Marquee, and we've really taken our cue from them, and you can too. If you have not ever been to one of their conferences, you need to, and you'll see what I mean about the difference in terms of energy. And then, of course, the other thing that I had a conversation about this week was another possible candidate for a weekly radio show. The thing people tell me they like about the radio program is its portability. It is very, very easy to access it. One click and you're listening to the show. There's no password. When we were putting the World Council show together, I will never forget Sarah and Rebecca that were working on this with me. They said in unison, we don't want another webinar. And exactly right. I'm beginning to wonder if when you hear the term webinar, do you have the same reaction I do? When I hear the term webinar, somebody sends me an email, attend this webinar, my mind instantly goes to sitting in front of my computer, fumbling around with the password, and learning something that I might be able to learn by myself. And so I've not attended a quote-unquote webinar maybe ever. And, you know, I know people get out there and they do them, and I know that it's a great way to exchange information. But again, we continue to demonstrate the flexibility and the portability of the audio that we do. Troy and I have been doing the show, one of my favorite, it's our fifth calendar year, 4.5 years we've been doing the show together. We had a show earlier in the year where we actually read Alfred Lloyd Tennyson's Charge of the Light Brigade. In the middle of that poem, I can't remember if it was myself or Troy, one of us lost the connection to the show, and I think Troy called back in and on cue went right to his part because we were alternating stanzas of that epic poem, and he came right in on cue. And there's no substitute for that kind of familiarity. There's no substitute for that kind of comfort level. And I think that's something else that credit unions need to be thinking about. Like a lot of credit unions, you're doing more with less people. When you can take a picture of your check with your phone and the check goes into the bank, that's somebody's job that used to be to take the check and put it through the micro machine and hand you your receipt. I think we're going to continue to see the credit union and banking marketplace evolve. But I do believe that today in 2014, May 14th, 2014, that there's still lots and lots of relationships being built or being injured in person and on the phone, in the contact center, in the lobby, in the drive up. And so we're going to continue to talk about that and use this radio show to talk about that. We'll keep bringing you great guests and great topics. And we're going to just, like I said, keep doing our best to find the right balance, great musical word, the right balance, or the right harmony between information and fun and entertainment. And, of course, we do shows where we just play music and stuff like that. But next week, tune in. The first interview we did with Miriam was absolute radio gold, one of the best interviews we've ever done. I think the radio format allows you to unlock those charming moments that video is overproduced or over-edited in some cases. It's not nearly as extemporaneous and flexible as the radio format, but I'm really looking forward to catching up with Miriam. I spent her first year at college and see what things are like, see if she's had any changes in her long-term plans and the way she interacts with brands and technology. It will be a really, really fun show. Hey, listen, the name of this show is Impossible to Ignore. We have been everywhere. We have been getting the attention of people. We have been doing things our way, and we're really enjoying it. It's like I said in the synopsis, just when I thought things might start to slow down, especially on the radio side of Eloquent Online, it's gone in a completely different and positive trajectory. So, hey, whatever you're doing this week, get out there and make it a great week. I'm counting the days until I'm on a plane going up to meet my buddy Nick and driving down to the Virginias. We're going to go visit some credit unions on the way down, people that we've had on the show. We're going to go up there and entertain their lobby or entertain their members, whatever we can do, a little road trip down to Myrtle Beach where we will meet up with Scott and do our show that Friday morning. I believe that's the 29th, or maybe it's the 30th, whatever that Friday is. For the folks at the Carolinas League. It's their first ever combined event, so we're so very, very excited about that. Hey, everybody else, like I said, have a great week. Until next Wednesday, we'll be back on the air at our regular time, and hopefully Troy will be back. He's been very, very busy with his PhD, and of course, when we do the show at an odd hour, he can't always be gone because he typically does the show on his lunch hour on Wednesday when we normally broadcast. But what are you doing to be impossible to ignore? I mean, all these great mediums now that I didn't have when I first started speaking. I wish I'd had Facebook and Twitter and Instagram when I was out there speaking literally every single week at a different credit union or a different banking event. We are excited about the direction of the brand. We're excited about some of the things that we're working on, and we're going to do our best to continue to be impossible to ignore by providing the banking marketplace with thoughtful, funny, clever broadcasts that can be used to help intentionally engage your audience and leave your audience wanting more of all the stuff that you offer: checking, savings, mortgage, brokerage. And we're really, really looking forward to these radio magazines that we're going to kick off in June. On behalf of Troy Hall and myself, we are signing off from the studios of Eloquent Online in beautiful, sunny, crisp New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And we'll talk to you very soon.